A business in the small northwest Minnesota town of Ada that started as a sideline is now doing more than $1 million a year in sales and rapidly growing. We've Got Mail makes small wire rings used in medieval times to make armor and now favored by crafty people around the world. I'm NPR News reporter Dan Gunderson with a story of a woman who learned growing a business in a small town can bring some unique challenges. Edie Ramstead started in 2012, wrapping wire around a knitting needle and cutting the coil into rings with a small handsaw. It was something to do in retirement, and her goal was to make about 2,000 rings a week. Now the hobby has turned into a company that's the third largest producer in the world of these coils called Jump Rings. Ramstead's 16 employees make about 2 million rings each day. To ramp up production, they rigged up electric drills to spin a rod so they could more quickly wrap the coils of wire.
And it became a real big thing for the employees to have a lottery on what day the drill would catch on fire, because the drills would literally catch on fire and we'd have to put them out and everybody go cheer, yay!
Eventually, Ramstead's team designed and built a new machine to speed up the production, albeit with less explosive excitement. Another new machine cuts the rings. Then they're polished by tumbling in spinning containers. Some are colored through chemical or electrical processes. Then they're bagged for sale. Two recently installed machines automate the packaging process.
So this has really automated us and allowed us to be able to scale and add the new products. We just would need so many more employees to add the new products that we couldn't keep up.
Right now, the company has about 450,000 different products, different kinds of wire rings from aluminum to 14-karat gold. Dozens of different colors and sizes. In the next couple of months, Ramstead plans to add 4 new products, and she thinks each has the potential to double sales. When she wrote her first business plan 7 years ago, she hoped to reach $60,000 a year in sales within 5 years. These days, that's what the company makes in about 2 weeks. She started a second company to anodize or color aluminum products and is just starting a third company to sell aluminum drinking straws. But building a manufacturing business in a small town in northwest Minnesota has come with some unique challenges, like banking for one.
When you go to a bank and you want money for financing, if it's not for a combine or a tractor or land, they don't know what to do with you.
The company grew so fast, she and her husband, who owns a farm, financed much of its growth with their retirement savings. And shipping to more than 70 countries was a challenge when the local post office closed at 2:30. After much lobbying by Ramstead, the post office now stays open until 4:30. And then there's the problem that plagues many small rural towns, internet service.
We were running an international online company with dial-up internet for a long time.
Ramstead says eventually she paid to run fiber optic cable to her manufacturing plant, and even then, internet service is no deal. She pays more than $800 a month for the same service she could get for $40 in Fargo. Her goal for this year is to get some internet competition to drive down prices for all the businesses in Ada. That would make Mayor Todd Sari very happy. Sari runs West Main Pizza.
If you do not have an internet presence, you're not going to survive. Edie has found out big time. You know, hers is international, so she ships away. You know, even myself, if I didn't have a website, if I didn't have ways to do online ordering, you will die.
Sari is frustrated with what he says are government programs to expand broadband access that don't account for the needs of rural communities. One example, he says, is when a local company got a grant to expand rural broadband access.
Well, they went and put it right down the main highways, stopped at the edge of town, because that's the grant didn't encompass being within the city.
That project means Edie Ramstead can get faster internet at her farm 3 miles outside of town than she can at her factory in Ada. Despite the challenges, Ramstead says there's one reason she won't even consider moving to a larger city.
I have the world's best employees. We could not do it without the employees we have. And I wouldn't risk moving to lose a one of them.
Ramstead says her goal is to build a business that's still growing long after she's finally decided to actually retire. Dan Gunderson, NPR News, Ada.